An explosion in Iraq this week is raising some big questions. It was from a drone attack firing on a cache of weapons that belonged to an Iraqi militia supported by Iran. Several parties are involved here. News reports say the drone was piloted by Israel. It's apparently not the first such airstrike.
So we're basically looking at a serious escalation happening in Iraq. Since July 19th, we've seen four explosions.
Joyce Karem has been covering the story for the National News Agency, which is based in the United Arab Emirates.
So, Marco, on Tuesday, 8 p.m. Baghdad time, another report of an explosion in Iraq hitting an ammunition warehouse that belongs to a pro-Iran militia. Since then, we've seen all fingers pointing on Israel as being responsible for the attack. Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, speaking from Ukraine, did not deny responsibility, but he also did not confirm it either.
So a pro-Iran militia inside Iraq, who uses these Iranian weapons in this cache? What are they for?
Well, these militias have sprouted after the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and they have acquired sophisticated weaponry from Iran. The U.S. and Israel monitor these weaponry transfers. They've initially used some in the fight against ISIS, but they mainly use them as non-state actors, and they are a major threat inside Iraq and regionally and to Israel.
So Bibi Netanyahu has not denied or confirmed that this happened. But does it follow the pattern of Israel just being concerned about Iran wherever Iran is in the Mideast?
Precisely. And that's what he said. Iran will have no immunity anywhere in the Middle East. And the attack itself, the strikes, they fit a pattern that Israel has been following in hitting Iranian proxies, whether in Syria or Iraq. Now, what this brings to the conversation is there are U.S. troops in Iraq. These militias have threatened not to retaliate against Israel, but to retaliate against U.S. interests and bases in Iraq territory.
Yeah, remind us what the U.S. interests are in Iraq right now.
The U.S. has several thousand troops in Iraq. There are joint bases with the Iraqi government in several areas in Iraq. Some are very close to where these explosions happen. These same militias have said it openly that they want the U.S. to leave Iraq. But the U.S. is there mainly for the fight against terrorism, the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, also to secure its regional interests.
I mean, there's another question, too. Why did the Iraqi military not handle this?
It's incapable. The Iraqi military, the functions of the Iraqi state after the war have been weakened. The state itself is fragmented.
If there's concern in Israel about Iran, why was this a military strike? Was diplomacy not an option?
Because there is no diplomatic ties between Israel and Iran. There is no diplomacy happening in Iraq or Syria or Yemen or Libya. I mean, you name it. There is very little conflict resolution and diplomatic efforts going effectively into several Middle East arenas today.
So you said there's been a series of these strikes. What are you going to be looking for next in assessing where this goes?
The latest we've heard from Iraq is one of these militias has threatened the U.S. if one more strike occurs. So we were all watching to see if another explosion, mysterious explosion, happens in Iraq and who will bear the consequences of that. Will it be U.S. assets in Iraq? Will it be U.S. allies' assets in Iraq? We don't know yet. So that's what we're watching. And, you know, keeping an eye on the Middle East, you don't know what front is going to just explode at what time.
Joyce Karem with The National, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.